Hello, welcome to my fourth podcast. This time I wanted to carry on the theme of making my podcasts more like a chat. When we learn languages, it's often quite difficult to get the chance to actually hear someone speaking in a casual way, as we do in a conversation. I'm hoping to do this today a little with my podcast. I think it's a good way to see how everyday speech sounds. I know it's a little difficult to have a chat as I'm speaking on my own, but on the other hand, I am so used to using text chat in PalTalk and other chat programs that I thought I could just talk and write down what I said, and hopefully it will sound like we're having a conversation, you and me. I was very grateful to Alba from PalTalk for telling me about the podcast website, Podomatic, because it means that I can now easily post, as it is called, a podcast to the site when I have made them. I'll put my text on the blog. It is interesting how words are created. Computer and internet terms are springing up all the time, and the two words blog for weblog or web diary and podcast from iPod and broadcast are two quite recent words which are now well known in internet circles. The English language is always expanding. It is interesting to think how many words have come into the language since I was a child. Also, words become old-fashioned and disappear from use. This makes English one of the biggest languages in terms of vocabulary, as well as number of people who speak it. In Britain there are many accents. I speak with a Northern English accent, or more precisely with a Lancashire accent, Alan Lanks from Lancashire. But even in Lancashire, there are quite a number of slightly different sounding accents. So I could say that I speak with an East Lancashire accent. Even then, I could say that some words and vowel sounds are a little different between the town where I live and the next town nearby. These differences are quite small, and you would probably have to have been brought up in the region to hear them. In fact, accents are changing quite a lot in my country. Most people used to speak with a pronounced or strong regional or local accent, and many still do, of course. But a lot of the accents are not as strong as they used to be, and this is partly because people move around the country more than they used to in the past. Also, TV and films have a big influence, and people modify their speech to make themselves more understandable to others. Some of the more noticeable differences are the open, short vowels in the north, such as the word bath, where in the south it would sound more like bath, a long A. In the north, people often shorten the word where TH in the word the. Sometimes it is shortened to T, walking dog, instead of walking the dog. Going up hill, sometimes instead of walking up the hill. A recent northern pronunciation which sounds quite funny is tinternet, instead of the internet. I'll talk more about accents another time. If you find that some of the words or phrases are a little difficult to understand, then please leave me a comment and I'll try to explain it. I've started to use podcasts myself for learning languages. I love listening to ChinesePod.com for listening to Mandarin Chinese. Their podcasts are really interesting and helpful. I've also found some useful French podcasts, And of course, Alba's Spanish podcasts here on this site are really great. It's also great that we can listen to interesting presentations so easily these days. I remember when I was young, I used to have a shortwave radio, a transistor radio, and I used to try and listen to other languages, but the quality was always poor, and the radio stations I did find were very faint, and the languages of those countries seemed so far away. Nowadays, it is so easy to contact people and speak with them around the world. I think it is really fantastic that the technology exists that allows this to happen. It makes you wonder how this will develop in the future. I hope you like the guitar tune introduction that I play on my podcasts. Although I play a few different styles, I thought this folky tune would suit my style, a relaxed style. Some of you have remarked that you like my style of presenting, and I'm glad about that, as it is my preferred style, and I wouldn't want you to be bored listening. If you have any suggestions for my chatcasts, as I prefer to call them, let me know. For the moment, I am just talking about things that interest me in the hope that you find it interesting too. Here are some different ways to say goodbye in English. Bye for now. See you. Ta-ta for now. Or TTFN. Bye. See you later. See you in a bit. So long. Cheerio. And toodaloo. And even see you next time.